Video: Katy Perry kisses ground after Blue Origin capsule touchdown. By Breitbart News on April 14, 2025. Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin launched his fiancée Lauren Sanchez into space Monday with an all-female celebrity crew that included Katy Perry and Gayle King. It was the latest wave in space tourism, where more of the rich and famous than ever before, or lucky and well-connected, can enter the zero-gravity realm traditionally dominated by professional astronauts. The New Shepard rocket blasted off on the quick up-and-down trip from West Texas. The fringes of space beckoned some 65 miles, 105 kilometers, up, promising a few precious minutes of weightlessness. Sanchez, a helicopter pilot and former TV journalist, invited the others along for the 10-minute, fully automated flight, packing on the star power with singer-songwriter Perry and CBS Morning's co-host King. Katy Perry says, "I really feel connected to that strong divine feminine after Blue Origin space flight pic. Twitter.com/4VVQV3K. Breitbart News, at Breitbart News, April 14, 2025. Also sharing the ride were film producer Carrie Ann Flynn, Aisha Bowe, a former NASA engineer who started her own companies to promote science education, and Amanda Wynn, a scientist who studied planets around other stars and now advocates for survivors of sexual violence. Blue Origin declined to say how much the flight cost or who paid what. The trip came 2 months before Sanchez and Bezos marry in Venice. It was the 11th human spaceflight for the Washington state-based company, founded by Bezos in 2000 after making a fortune with Amazon. Bezos strapped in for Blue Origin's first space tourist flight in 2021 and accompanied the latest crew to the pad. The celebrity launch was the nation's first spaceflight where women filled each seat. The only other all-female crew in 64 years of human spaceflight was back in 1963. That's when Soviet cosmonaut Valentina Tereshkova launched by herself, becoming the first woman in space. Tereshkova spent 3 days off the planet. Even after the latest launch, women represent barely 15% of the more than 700 people who have traveled into space. Sanchez said she deliberately chose women to launch with her, each of them eager to inspire both the young and old to dream big, and even commission special flight suits. "It's an important moment for the future of commercial space travel and for humanity in general and for women all around," Perry told the Associated Press last week. The launch brought out VIPs to West Texas, including Oprah Winfrey, Kris Jenner and other members of the Kardashian family, and several women who previously have flown on private flights. Winfrey, a close friend of King, wiped away tears when the capsule reached space and the passengers were heard marveling at the moon and shouting with joy. As the women were buckling up after a few minutes of weightlessness, Perry sang a few lines of "What a Wonderful World," King said in a post-launch televised interview. Bezos opened the capsule's hatch minutes after touchdown, embracing Sanchez, the first one out. As they emerged, Perry and King kneeled and kissed the ground. "Oh my God, that was amazing," said King, who considers herself an anxious airplane flyer. This wasn't the first Blue Origin launch with marquee names. Star Trek actor William Shatner caught a lift to space with Blue Origin in 2021 at age 90, soon after Bezos' inaugural trip. He was followed by former New York Giants defensive end and TV host Michael Strahan and Laura Shepard Churchley, the eldest daughter of Mercury astronaut Alan Shepard, for whom the rocket is named. Two aviation pioneers who missed out on space when they were younger, Wally Funk and Ed Dwight, also rocketed away at ages 82 and 90, respectively. Most of Blue Origin's passengers, 58 counting the latest launch, have been business or science types, TV hosts or YouTubers. Ticket prices are not disclosed. The Russian space agency also has launched its share of space tourists, beginning with a California financier in 2001. 2 decades later, a Russian actress filmed aboard the International Space Station. Elon Musk's SpaceX also sells multi-day trips to private customers. SpaceX's first client to fly, billionaire tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman, already has launched twice and performed the first private spacewalk. He's now set to become NASA's next administrator if confirmed by the Senate. Chinese-born Bitcoin investor Chun Wang just returned from the first spaceflight to carry people over the North and South Poles. Wang picked up the whole SpaceX stab for himself and three polar explorers for an undisclosed sum. In this exciting new era of commercial spaceflight, the dream of becoming an astronaut is no longer limited to a select few, Wang said via X last week.